Fellas, are your orgasms leaving both you and your partner unsatisfied and underwhelmed? Do you ever wish you could come like a porn star? Like, we're talking, I'll change the sheets while you go take a shower coming. Look no further than Load Boost. Load Boost is a supplement for men's sexual health that, among other things, increases semen volume, orgasm intensity, and increases ejaculation power, while also just generally making orgasms feel better for men. Aside from helping you empty your clip like Rambo in the jungle, Load Boost's premium blend of active ingredients is formulated to improve prostate health and function. You can try Load Boost today risk-free by going to www.loadboost.com and using the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your entire order at checkout. And don't forget, every purchase you make helps us fund this show as well. So think about it. You get to help our show and flood your gates like never before. Once again, go to www.loadboost.com and use the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your order at checkout. Thanks for listening and have a happy ending.
He was introducing himself to the Rams players during the game.
I saw that, yeah.
He's like, hey, my name's Joe. Like, this is the Super Bowl, dude. He was really big fans of all of them.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, he's a young guy, and a lot of those dudes have been playing for a long time. It's like, I just want to say it's an honor to meet you there. It's an honor to play against you. Welcome to the Basement Lounge. Grab a chair, grab a drink, and settle in. Let's have some fun. So, the game.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I mean, it sucks to say loss. Sucks Bengals lost. I'm very disappointed they lost. But, like, they were, like, way ahead of where they should have been.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, like.
It's a hell of a game.
It was a great game. And I want to say the refs were fucking awful. And I'm not just saying that because of the calls at the end of the game. Like, just in general, like, the entire game, just, like. They missed calls on both teams, like horrible calls on both teams. So
I was talking to a guy out in Cali. He was like, there were fewer than 10 flags thrown the entire game. And most of those were in the fourth quarter. And
most of them were in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. And the whole game, you're just watching it like, these guys are missing shit everywhere. You know, obviously, everyone and their mother saw the face mask. We all know about
it. Well, that was the thing is on that one. The problem is the ump can't see that because he's running down the sideline and his vision can't see that.
Yeah, there was no way he was going to be able to see that. But there was shit left and right, bad calls or missed calls, and just
like for example, the first play, T. Higgins was held, blatantly held. Mm-hmm. They never called it, and it would have been a touchdown, but they never called it. And then basically, end of the game, Logan Wilson did not hold fucking, who I think it was Cooper Kupp. And I was like, that's not even a hold. Like,
yeah.
But they called passer. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, and then Nutsack running off the bench with the excessive celebration shit or taunting or whatever the fuck they call it these days. And
just, I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Like, you know, he got his ass chewed. Like sit your fucking ass down.
As like a fan, it's really, and I know as a player, it's got to suck for them if they didn't win. But as a fan, it's like, sucks. We didn't win. We were way ahead of schedule when it came to, like, we didn't think, like, with this team, we'd be there yet.
Yeah.
And they get there, like, now, you're like, okay, like all I have to do is get an two offensive linemen. We're fine. Like, we don't need.
Yeah.
That's it. All we need is, like, we need literally two offensive linemen.
When is the draft?
I don't know when the draft is.
It's not till.
It's in April.
Yeah, it's not till spring.
But free agency starts in March.
Okay.
So, I mean, I had a little. They have basically $57 million to work with in cap space, which I forgot one of their guys did not play at all this year. They can cut and save an extra $11 million. So that if they did that, that would give them like $68 million to play around with. And they got so many people they can go after. Franchise tag Jesse Bates, it's like $15 million. And
yeah.
I did a whole thing on my Facebook, like who they should go after. They literally just need two offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Or they sign two offensive linemen or sign one really good offensive lineman, put him at left tackle. He's the guy from, fuck, I can't think what team he plays for. But the issue with him is he usually gets franchise tag too, which means you could that team signs that guy for 1 year.
Right.
And they've done it like 3 years in a row on him. So, but if they don't do it, I'd love for them to get him, move him to left tackle, then move Jonah Williams to right tackle. That's basically killing two birds with one stone right there at that point. And then draft like a guard or something, or just figure something out. But let's see what happens. Just need two offensive linemen. People giving, I mean, maybe a corner.
Yeah.
Draft a secondary if that. But other than that, I mean, they don't need a lot of pieces. They're literally right there. That's why I might too. They should win a Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years.
I mean, it's a they. I mean, you and I were talking about this on Facebook. Like, they've shown everybody like they're not fucking around anymore.
No,
like,
they're not.
Cincinnati is here to fucking stay. It's a new era in Cincinnati. They're done being just another joke Ohio team.
And it's like I've never been like, okay, we lost the Super Bowl, but I guarantee you we can get back there next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the, like, and the thing in my head, I'm like, God damn, like.
Well, and once again, like, everybody thought throughout all the playoffs, every game, Bengals are going to get fucking stomped. They're going to get.
No.
Every single game, they kept it close as fuck. Even the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, they lost, but they made the Rams fucking earn it, man.
Well, the Rams scored with a minute 35 left to take the lead.
Yeah.
So it was just like.
Mathematically, the odds were not in their favor to clinch that.
So it's and I
go back to that first quarter. Neither team gained or lost a fucking yard the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah,
they just hung around the 50 because nobody wanted to give anything up.
Yeah, well, it was weird. So like, I realized what St. Louis did. I mean, not St. Louis. God, they're Los Angeles. They'll always be St. Louis to me. What the Rams did was exactly kind of the opposite of what the Bengals did against Kansas City both times.
Yeah.
So the first half of the Kansas City game, the Bengals blitzed a massive amount, right? So when the second half happened, they didn't blitz. They dropped everybody back and kind of like freaked out Mahomes and like, whoa, this is not what I'm used to. Like, and they basically did that the entire second half. Well, what the Rams did was they did not blitz at all the first half. That's why they only had, like, I think, like, one sack or something. Blitz, and then, like, and we're, like, sitting there. I was like, my God, our line's holding up really far, but they're not blitzing. I was like, okay. Second half, they blitz, I feel like, 50% of the plays.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, you lulled your team into, like, well, they even lulled. It's just, like, that team was so good defensively that you're like, fuck, like. They're going to get to the quarterback, and that's why I sacked him like 7 times. Joe Burrow, I didn't find out Joe Burrow sprained his MCL when he hurt himself.
Is that what happened?
And he's like, I'm not coming out of this game. That's what he said. He's like, I am not coming out of this game.
Because it was...
It looked bad.
It looked... He was limping off. I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, he screamed.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. God damn. I was like, you got it. And he's like, I am not. He said, he's like, I am not coming out of this game.
Do you think that might... Do you think that's part of what contributed to them losing?
What his?
Just him. You can't run
around as much in the pocket, but I mean,
throws your focus too.
No,
you don't think so? That pain,
dude. He's had a knee issue all year. Like, he had a knee issue for like 4 straight games. He had like his knee bugging him, but it was one he hurt already. You can tell it doesn't bug him.
Gotcha.
The guy got sacked 9 times a game. It didn't throw him off.
It's true.
Like he got. I mean, he got sacked all. He didn't have a bad game.
No.
He didn't throw any picks. He fucking, I think his passer rating was like right around like a 90 something. It just, that's just the end of the game. It was just kind of like the weakness was the offensive line and it showed. So they'll draft. I think they'll sign 2 offensive linemen.
Do you think they, I'm just kind of going over some things I've heard people say. Do you think they should have tried to kick that last, that fourth down?
What, at the very beginning?
No, the end. When they were down 3 right before the end, do you think it should have just tried?
You're so far away from the.
I know. I'm just like.
No, you don't make that.
I'm just saying shit I've heard people say. So.
No, God, no. I mean, that's like a. He's looking at probably like a 70, maybe 65 yarder. No, that's like a record. Not a record. It's close to record, but, like, yeah. No. You have to get closer. He's, I mean, the kid's good, but Evan McPherson's good, but he's not that good.
What do they call him? Money Mac?
Money Mac. I mean, that's a long fucking field goal. Yeah. The thing is, if he makes that, he's a god. If he misses it, you can't even blame him.
Right. Because,
like, you're like, well, I mean, 65 yards. So, yeah. No, but the thing was, when they pulled the video, they found out, like, Ja'Marr Chase was completely wide open down the sideline.
Yeah.
He just needed an extra second. It's all
they were saying that if the guy you tackled Joe Burrow, they're like, if he had been like 1 second later,
yeah, it would have been done. He just literally needed a second.
Yeah,
so would have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, like I said, that was damn good. That was like, that's the kind of football you like to see at the Super Bowl. It was just
a lot of people thought we were gonna get blown out.
That's what I was saying earlier. It's like everyone thought, okay, well, everyone said they field goaled their way to this fucking Super Bowl, and they're going to get the shit kicked out of them. And they held their fucking own. They almost won.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be really good. They're gonna be so good next year.
Yeah.
If they get offensive linemen, they're going to be so fucking good next year.
Yeah.
They're already good. They're going, oh, my God, they're a force to reckon with for the next 10 years. As long as they keep Joe Burrow, they will be a force to be reckoned with for the next 10 years.
We hope you're all loving the show so far. If you'd like to get more involved with us, chat with us one-on-one, and even become a card-carrying member of the Basement Lounge community, and that's not a joke, there's an actual membership card, then please consider becoming a VIP over on our Patreon. We've got 3 awesome tiers with lots to offer, including live hangouts, unedited episodes, and yes, an official membership card. Head on over to patreon.com/TBLpod to join today.
What do you think of the halftime show?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good shit. Only thing I will say is, like, the people sitting on one side of the fucking that fucking stadium.
I just saw, yeah.
Just didn't see shit.
Yeah. I never really thought about that until just now.
I noticed that because at one point I was like, wow, they got, oh, those sets have, oh, everybody sitting back there is pissed right now.
I loved it.
That was so good.
Random
50 Cent appeared.
Yeah.
Well, at first I thought somebody else. I thought it was what's his name from D12.
Oh.
Remember in the My Van video when he fucking hangs down upside down? I thought it was him for a sec.
I loved it. It was great.
I told my cousin who was sitting there. I was like, $10 says that Slim's going to come out singing Forgot About Dre, and he's going to go in to Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Because of course he fucking is.
Yeah, that's his song. Those are his main.
Well, one, it's he's there with Dre, so of course he fucking is.
Yeah.
But he did the only part of that song you can do on a national stage.
Also true.
Because the rest of the song you can't fucking do on the air. Well, same with Lose Yourself. Is he did the part of the song that he could get away with doing on the air, and it's good.
It was really cool how they made it at first when it looked like he was in the studio. I was like, oh, that's so fake looking.
I thought he was sitting at a board or some shit. Yeah.
A board, but like I thought it was CGI'd.
Oh, okay.
See, I was like, huh. And then all of a sudden I was like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. Like, they were using, and this is me coming from a producer, from a tech standpoint, they were using different cameras on the halftime show than they used for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Because the resolution of the video was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible, and which you don't need that kind of stuff for the actual game. I get that, but it was just cool to see that. Everybody just fucking crushed.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige was just the fucking queen, man. Holy shit!
My fucking wife hates her.
Oh, really?
The reason why, she's like, I just don't like your music. I'm like, is there a reason? She's like, honestly, she's like, I worked at FYE at 16 years old.
Oh.
And they literally played that one song constantly. Because I was like, because she worked in Cleveland. She's like, I was a token white girl. And she was like, that's all they literally played. And she's like, I got sick and tired of that song.
That's why I hate Fall Out Boy. I was working at a fucking ice cream place in 2005. So every hour I heard, I fucking hate that.
I was like, oh, she's like, other than that, like, I love all the rest. Yeah. This fucking song I can't stand.
Yeah. Snoop crushed. I'm not as familiar with
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
I love Kendrick. So I was like, oh. Yeah. Although he came out looking like fucking R. Kelly for a second. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, what's that fucking R. Kelly? How the fuck?
Well, the way those dancers were dressed, I was like, is Missy Elliott about to fucking show up?
It was crazy. It was great. Yeah. They all fucking did great. I can't remember Prince's halftime show as much, but I mean, I remember liking it a lot.
I was too young to have a whole lot of, to remember a whole lot of that. But I've watched videos of it over the last couple of years. And I mean, it's an incredible, as far as which one do I think is better, which one do I prefer? I mean, that's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Cause Prince also did like a Foo Fighters cover at his. So.
That's also true. So it's just like, I mean, I love this one. It was one of the better ones. It's one of the best ones I've seen in a really long time. I was like, oh yeah, this is good. And conservative America
just hated it.
My
hated
aunt it so said much. Something. She's like, I just think all these guys can't hold their fucking. What'd she say? She said like, I got pulled up. So I was like, like,
all the fucking don't tread on me motherfuckers were so pissed about this halftime show. Which, as a rock and metal guy, I watched it. I was kind of like, I don't know. It just kind of seems like every other fucking halftime show. But it was fucking incredible. I mean, it was five fucking heavyweights.
Halftime show is blah. Too many singers whose own individual bodies of work wouldn't be enough by themselves to headline.
Oh, what the fuck like, ever.
She also knows nothing about rap.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, she's also like
my grandma. My grandma went to see Hamilton and was like, she was like, I don't know. It wasn't for me. I'm like, no shit, grandma.
Like, she's like really big in like YouTube and just bands in general. Yeah. So I was like, you don't get rap.
Yeah.
You don't get the lyrics at all.
I'm trying to remember. Okay. So last year was.
I couldn't fucking tell you.
Was last year Timberlake? I don't know. I remember when Timberlake did it. It wasn't that good, but they did half of his like down like in the locker rooms and in the inside of the stadium and shit. And I'm like, wow, if I was in that stadium, I'd be fucking livid right now. I mean, Gaga's was really. Oh no, last year was J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh yeah.
It was good. It was a good one.
What was it? I was gonna go somewhere with that.
I don't know.
Fucking about their. God damn it! Oh, like they like. Dre, not fucking Eminem kneeling and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which I don't think, I don't know if that was that big of a deal. I think the media made it out that big of a deal.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around, like, I'm not sure that was what everyone thought
but it was.
I think he was just kneeling.
Yeah, and then Dre dropped his, like, anti-police line, which the NFL didn't want him to do, but he's like, he fucking basically paid for the performance.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, fuck you, I'm doing this myself. Like,
yeah. How many of the people in there are using Beats by Dre headphones? Shut the fuck up and let him do what he wants. Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, well, I love all I forget if it was like New York Post or someone who was like, Snoop smoked weed before the half. That's like,
no shit. Like, what? No fucking shit.
The guys from the My Views Are My Own podcast tweeted, they were like, imagine writing Snoop Dogg smokes weed and then walking around the office thinking you're a journalist.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's fucking great. Like, I'd be shocked if he didn't.
Well, I sit there in my head, I'm thinking, like, I don't think, like, the only person shocked about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person that wrote this. Because nobody else is like, everyone's like, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, water is wet. The weather is cold. And Snoop Dogg smoked pot before in a state where it's legal.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
Like, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you worried that it was a performance and he wasn't playing on the field, asshole? He was rapping.
I'm like, sit there. I'm like, what?
Are you kidding me? Half the people in that stadium were stoned.
First off, I was like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, most weed smokers try to hide that shit anyways. They don't just do it to do it. Like, if you're about to perform, you don't just go like real fast and just fucking, you're just like, well, I got to do shit. So that's what I was saying, like.
But I also loved Snoop and Martha Stewart's commercial with the Bic lighters. Did you see that one?
Dude, I was so entrenched in, like, I only remembered a couple commercials because I was like,
They were fine this year. Yeah, I went and watched like a highlight reel yesterday, and one of them was it was him and Martha Stewart promoting those Bic lighters that have the extended nozzle to, you know, keep waving your fingers over. He's like, hey Martha, pass me that lighter and pass me that bowl. And she goes, you mean this bowl of strawberries? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And just looks at the camera. The whole commercial was just all these fucking innuendos. He's like, hey, you lighten up. Do I smell you lighten up, fondue? Yes, I am.
Surprising one of those has been in jail. That's my favorite thing anybody says.
It literally the end of it says, she's like, it's perfect. It's perfect for, you know, perfect for lighting candles. And it cuts over to Snoop or anything else.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think of any of the Doctor Strange trailer was like, they didn't drop the whole thing.
They dropped a little bit at the beginning, too. Yeah. Did you watch the whole thing, the full one?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. I had to watch it twice, though, because I missed the... he's supposed to be Professor X. That's supposed to be Professor X.
Yeah. So what they're doing is, what it looks like they're doing, and this is what blew my fucking mind, is there's a thing in the comics called the Illuminati, which we all know the joke about the Illuminati, but the Marvel actually has an Illuminati, which is six big wigs that kind of just keep an eye on things, and one of them is it's Professor X, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Namor, Black Bolt, and Mr. Fantastic. And each of them represents like a different sect of whatever. So it looks like what they're doing with this is this is the body, like an interdimensional body that just kind of oversees all the multiverse bullshit.
So I wonder if it's Tom Cruise's Iron Man then.
That's what had me on. So that's probably why we've got Tom Cruise's Iron Man showing up in here. They said they were going to be introducing Namor at some point. They said we're getting Fantastic Four at some point.
Yeah.
And Black Bolt technically already exists in the MCU because of that shitty Inhumans show that got one season.
Yeah.
So they could bring him back. Or they could do the original plan and have it be Vin Diesel.
Watch it be Vin Diesel Groot.
Well, here's the thing. The thing with that is Black Bolt doesn't speak.
Oh, yeah.
He can't speak. His voice is too powerful. Because even when Guardians of the Galaxy was coming out, originally the end of that story was going to be an Inhumans movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then and Vin Diesel was already going to be Black Bolt. He was just going to do both because one of them you don't see him and one of them you don't hear him. Yeah, so fuck it, who cares? That got scrapped and then eventually turned into that show that was dead on arrival.
I never watched it.
It was canceled before it debuted. They were basically like, this is terrible. No one's liked it. We're just dropping the season, calling it a one shot, and just being done with it.
Mm.
It was a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
But yeah, so that's cool. The Moon Knight trailer was dope.
Yeah, Moon Knight trailer is dope. God. I saw the one that pissed me off was the E-Trade that made fun of the meme stock.
Oh, yeah. I was
like, you sons of bitches.
Man, fuck. I got four crypto commercials during this shit.
Although the Bitcoin one was the QR code one.
That one pissed me off, but it was also clever as fuck.
It was super. And the best part was when it hits the corner, it completely
Yeah.
And then I was that's clever.
Yeah. But once I finally got it to fucking work, and I was like, son of a bitch.
But that's the thing, though. At the same time, that would make anybody be like, okay, I got it.
Oh, everyone had their fucking cameras on their TV, I promise you.
Whoever came up with that idea is a fucking genius.
Oh, that is marketing. That's brilliant marketing. I just hate that it turned out to be fucking Bitcoin or whatever. But it was that way. That one, the one with fucking Larry David was funny.
Yeah, I did see that.
Larry David one was fucking funny. There were some good. None of them were as good as the Smart Park one from last year.
I don't remember that one.
It's John Krasinski, Chris Evans, and Rachel Dratch, and they're all full-blown Bostonian. And the whole thing is the car has Smart Park. It'll park and unpark itself. They're like, hey, you can't park your car there. No, I got my car's got Smart Park. Smart Park? Yeah, my car's wicked smart. Watch, it'll park itself. Will it unpark? It'll unpark itself down by the dock. Yeah. a minute and a half of that. It's one of the funniest fucking things ever. I love that one. We always want you guys to be a part of the show, so join in on the conversation. All you got to do is head over to our website, www.tblpod.net, and you can click on the blue microphone and leave us a voice message, which we'll respond to on the air. You can also use our website to access our official Discord server and chat with us and all kinds of other listeners just like you at any time you want. Once again, head on over to our website, www.tblpod.net.
Kanye's lost his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Kanye. Kanye has turned into a fucking Batman villain at this point.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I don't know anything that's kind of, although apparently he went after fucking Pete Davidson really bad the past couple days or
whatever. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hard. He has been online and in person apparently just trying to fuck with Pete Davidson, tweeting shit about him, hanging out outside their house, the house that I guess he's staying in with Kim or whatever.
Oh, really? He's hanging out there?
Yeah. Oh, because remember, he bought a house. Kanye bought a house like across the street
from Kim.
From Kim.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah, and Kanye's just been hanging around and lurking and has completely lost his fucking mind.
I did not know that. Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I take you back to years ago when Pete Davidson was on SNL making fun of Kanye, and he's like, Kanye saying, you know, this is me off the meds, and Pete just goes, take them, dude.
Yeah.
Take the meds, please. And that's kind of how everyone's looking at Kanye right now. Like, if you're supposed to be on something, fucking take it. Because he's trying to blame that he has bipolar disorder, and that's what's making him do all this shit. Mm-hmm. I know people with bipolar disorder. They don't do this shit.
Unless he's like, well.
Yeah.
I've seen a level one bipolar, had to take lithium. I worked with one.
Yeah.
And he was fucking crazy. But yeah. I don't know how he would react to that, though. One day he'd be like, Ray, cool. The next day he'd be like, whoa. Yeah. I'm like,
well, one of my exes had bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she would get, when she got manic, like she would get like obsessive, but not like gonna buy a house across the street from my ex to see what they're up to, obsessive.
Well, here's also the thing now.
Yeah.
If you had that amount of money.
That's true. But also, this is Kanye we're talking about. So
I mean, there's something wrong with him.
Oh, obviously. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think people, joking aside, I think everyone's known that for years. Everyone's known there's something wrong with Kanye. The dude is not all there in some way or another. And it's Kanye, so everyone's just kind of let him. I mean, going all the way back to the shit with Taylor Swift at the VMAs that one year.
Yeah, I know. That's so weird.
Which was one of the first times in my life I ever watched something live, and I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah.
Like, that was just.
Didn't he, like, went after Billie Eilish?
Yes. Yeah, so somebody had, like, a spill at her fell down at one of her concerts, and she basically said, everybody step back. We're not going to start again until they're okay. I'm making sure my fans are taken care of. That's all she said.
And then he was like, that's a shot at fucking Travis Scott. She was like, what?
She should apologize to Travis Scott. And everyone was like, she never said his name, dude.
Yeah.
If that's your first reaction, then that means you know Travis Scott fucked up. Yeah.